I'm Mitch Wertlieb with this VPR News. Members of the Vermont National Guard will be on standby this weekend in the event that protests at the State House turn violent. Commissioner of Public Safety Michael Sherling told lawmakers on Thursday that Guard soldiers are available to support state and local law enforcement agencies.
There is no indication at this point that we will ask the governor to activate Guard assets, but the Guard has been in the loop, so we're not caught flat-footed in the event that we need their assets.
Sherling says police have been monitoring online chatter about armed protests at state houses around the country on January 17th. But he says there is no clear evidence that people are planning to gather in large numbers in Montpelier this weekend. Congressman Peter Welch says he plans to attend the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden next week and is not overly concerned about his personal safety. Law enforcement officials report that some pro-Trump extremists may be planning a large protest of the inauguration. Welch says backers of Biden should not be intimidated by those threats.
I feel that it's extremely important for our democracy that Joe Biden be elected. And I feel it's important for me to be there as Vermont's representatives to carry on the tradition of the peaceful transfer of power.
Welch says law enforcement officials have put extensive security measures in place to protect the inaugural ceremonies next week. A new professional natural resources board will review major development proposals around Vermont under an executive order issued on Thursday by Governor Phil Scott. The governor's order accomplishes what the legislature failed to do last year when lawmakers debated a bill to overhaul Act 250, the state's main development control law. Julie Moore is natural resources secretary. She says the new board allows for local input.
This really reflects the work that was done in the House Natural Resources Committee last year, including their recommendation and ultimately advancing a proposal that's not just a three professional board members, but has two district commissioners that will join the board to review major project applications from the region where the application originated. So, gets that local perspective.
Moore says the governor still wants the legislature to take up other aspects of Act 250 reform, including waiving Act 250 reviews for projects in designated downtowns. Eye in the sky for today. Areas of low clouds and fog will break for some sunshine. Fog there very thick this morning, and that'll give way to more clouds this afternoon. Mild today. Highs ranging through the 30s. There is a winter storm watch in effect, though, for the southern Adirondacks and southern Green Mountains, and winter weather advisories for the rest of northern New York and Vermont outside the Champlain Valley late tonight into Sunday. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.